My next item, though, because there have been figures released which have shown there's a pattern of crude behaviour on the Kerry train route in the first 6 months of the year. That's according to figures. The online news outlet The Journal said on January 29th, a man was reportedly harassing women and displaying aggressive behaviour at Mallow train station. On June 8th, the same accusations were made in relation to a man on board the 105 Tralee to Mallow train. An incident of aggressive sexual harassment was reported on the same train 4 days later. Well, there was another similar complaint on the route on the 29th of June. On June 9th, there was an incident on the Tralee to Mallow train which involved a man who was suspected of having a concealed weapon. Now, nationally, more than 760 incidents of antisocial behaviour have been recorded in the first 6 months of the year. Nearly half of those happened on the DART network in Dublin. Of those incidents, more than 50 included fighting, lewd behaviour accounted for 16, and soiling was the cause of 6 further incidents. So what is going on in our trains, and what needs to be or what can be done about it? Mark Leeson is with Rail Users Ireland. Mark, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
We don't have police on our trains, or do we? And I know there's been some calls, particularly in Dublin, for a dedicated police force for our public transport. But where do things stand here? What do the numbers show us, do you think?
Well, the numbers show us things are getting worse, not better. And they show us that we need action now. The numbers, particularly on the Kerry route, in particular, the breakdown of the incidents are absolutely shocking. And what is more concerning is Irish Rail has given a commitment to the National Transport Authority that there should be a member of staff on board every single train. They're either called a train host or a train customer service officer. And we just don't see them present on trains. And that's the first step to getting back some degree of control. The passengers know that there's a member of staff present, and that will go greatly to dissuade people from causing trouble.
Yeah, and Mark, from that, is that a feature of travelling in trains now? There's no catering at the moment. There's no cart going up and down. Are there some journeys where you just don't see a staff member?
In general, you don't see staff members. As I said, there is meant to be a customer service officer on board trains. We've certainly seen them on the Kerry route in the past. But unfortunately, the feedback from passengers is that these people are invisible. You might see them all the time. You might not see them at all. You might see them only half the time. And that's not really good enough. And if you look at European norms, you will see a ticket checker or the train guard walking through on a very regular basis. Ireland is somewhat unique is that we actually legally don't need a second person on board the trains.
Mark, what's the answer to this? More of those people there, or an issue of better maybe cooperation or facilitation between, you know, law and order, the police force, the Gardaí, if someone is causing trouble on a train? I mean, how does it work at the moment, if somebody is being aggressive or lewd on a train?
Well, your only option if you're on the train and you can't locate a member of staff is to go to the end of the carriage and push the big red button. It doesn't stop the train. It just connects you to the driver. They can see you on CCTV. You tell them what's going on. They will then follow the procedure, either stop the train or phone ahead to the next station and have the Gardaí attend. Unfortunately, the Gardaí just don't have the resources. And that means, you know, a train can be stopped at a station for 30, 40 minutes waiting for the Gardaí to attend. And that's something we need to address. And that's why, particularly in Dublin, the Transport Police will be very, very helpful to kind of overcome that problem. But Transport Police is not just about antisocial behaviour. It's about everything else that goes on in the railway. So if we had a National Transport Police, it would also apply to Kerry, to Cork, to Galway, to Limerick and everywhere else as well.
It would be extended across the network.
It would, and they would deal with incidents like trespass, people leaving level crossing gates open, in addition to antisocial behaviour.
Yeah, so a number of different issues that need to be tackled. Do you believe it's going to get worse if we don't do something along these lines?
I fear it will get worse. I think the gap when we had COVID with very few people travelling on the trains kind of allowed this to become a problem, as there were fewer people travelling, and we started to see this in particular. The problem really is if someone does get caught, do they actually get a custodial sentence or not? We've seen a number of individuals in Dublin who were convicted of effectively pushing someone underneath the train, and they did not get a custodial sentence. So there's a challenge here that we need to make it very clear to individuals who cause trouble on public transport that they will be caught and they will be punished, and punished quite severely.
And punished to make sure that it's a deterrent to others from doing the same thing.
Yeah, and obviously it has to be fair in the law, but if someone has done something, as has been described in the Kerry route, of carrying an offensive weapon, of carrying out an aggressive sexual kind of behaviour towards other passengers, that should be harshly punished. and dealt with, and a message very clearly sent out that passengers will be protected, and the people who do not, who come on the railway and inconvenience or cause distress to passengers, are taken off and dealt with.
Mm. Is staffing an issue, Mark, staffing within Irish Rail?
Absolutely. As I said, there should be a member of staff in every single train. We don't see that. We're lucky to see them half the time or a third of the time, and that's very much against European policy. Staffed stations is a big discussion. Yeah, but as you see here, all the problems are actually taking place on the train. We have very few of these reports actually at stations. But having staff at stations may also help as well to kind of weed out people who are presenting themselves to travel, who may be intoxicated, who may previously have been banned from travel. But that's something staff don't really want to get into, because if they refuse someone, potentially they end up being assaulted. So again, it comes down to potentially having the Gardaí on hand, particularly on certain days, if there's a match on, a concert on, or the major local event where it's obvious there may be trouble, to be proactive, be ready to deal with anything that may occur. And that also delivers confidence to passengers. They know showing up at the station, the staff here, they're checking people. You're confident getting on that anyone who may have caused trouble is going to be refused.
Yeah. Mark, finally, on a separate issue, but I suppose it is probably maybe connected to it. We've had a situation since COVID of no catering on board any Irish train. Is that situation going to be developed, and why is it taking so long?
Yeah, this is very irritating. One of the great pleasures of travelling by train was being able to eat or have a drink on the train. The company involved was a private company who had the contract to provide catering. Irish Rail was unique and the only railway in Europe that was not allowed to serve any catering during COVID. You could have full meals in Germany, but in Ireland you couldn't even have a glass of water. That company, when COVID ended, they were unable to restaff. So they actually terminated the contract out to tender. But it looks like it's going to be sometime in 2023 at earliest, before we get staff back on the train to be able to serve catering. The biggest problem with that actually is not the lack of food. It's if a train breaks down and you're stuck for several hours, there's nothing on board. And that has already caused problems.
And when is it going to be resolved? Irish Rail, is it 12 months, they're saying, or as soon as possible, or anybody's guess?
It's anybody's guess. It has to go out to it's a European tender. The tender has been published. So that will have to get processed. I would say we'd be lucky to see something for the start of summer next year. Everyone is struggling to get staff at the moment.
Yeah.
So you have to staff up those trains. The hours aren't great. They're quite antisocial hours, early mornings, late nights, 7 days a week. So that's something that will have to get worked out. It's not an easy fix. It's distressing, because one of the great values of going by train was to use that time to have to eat.
Yeah.
The big issue here was Irish Rail was treated uniquely. In Central Europe, there was no problem. There was a common sense policy during COVID. You could eat and then put your mask back on. In Ireland, you were banned totally from eating on public transport. You couldn't even have a glass of water.
That had implications. Final point, Mark. Is it the case that if you're on a train and you haven't paid for your fare or paid the right fare, there's very little consequence for you?
No. If you've boarded at a station where you could purchase a ticket, and the ticket you should have purchased was available, and you encounter a ticket inspector, it's going to cost you €100 plus the fare you should have paid. If you do not pay that, you could be prosecuted under the Railway Safety Act and potentially a fine of up to €1,000 and or 3 months in jail. Irish Rail in the past have been a bit ad hoc in how they implemented that, but they've become a lot more rigorous in recent months and years. And if you do board at a station, you should have a ticket you should ensure that you have a ticket or a pass. And if the ticket machine's out of order, we'd advise you to take a photograph of that ticket machine to avoid any potential issues later on.
Okay. All right, Mark, listen, thanks for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. That's Mark Leeson there, Rail Users Ireland, talking about those figures that showed the number of incidents, the nature of them on Kerry trains, antisocial behaviour incidents in the first 6 months of the year. He feels, look, a transport police action needs to be taken. This is something that's getting worse and not better. If you have your own experience of it, your own experience of travelling on a train in recent times, get in touch with us on the show.